Trick or Treat. It's 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, sitting alongside Russ Collins, and you can tell by the theme music, we're going to talk movies. In fact, this is Cinema Chats. How are you, Russ?
Good. Yeah, we're definitely celebrating Halloween coming up. The movie industry is as well. And so I have the four things you have to see this week.
All right.
Number one, Nosferatu. This is a Halloween
still the
tradition.
Creepiest Dracula movie.
Yeah, it is. It's 1922. It was a silent film. This year, we're doing it with a band called the Little Bang Theory, which is a an ensemble that has accompanied many silent films, and they play on toy instruments. They're very, very clever, and it's an Ann Arbor, Ypsilanti area band, and it's very, very cool. So this first vampire flick, Nosferatu from 1922 with live musical accompaniment. It's even cooler than Rocky Horror Picture Show, which we're also doing. But Nosferatu, that's on Friday. Halloween is the Hollywood picture that's being opened. It's a new, another part of that franchise, but it's got Jamie Lee Curtis, who's in the original, and it's also directed by John Carpenter.
Yeah, well, we'll talk more about that later.
40 years later, but it's gotten really good reviews.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
And then Lizzie, which is based on the legend of Lizzie Borden, and Chloe Sevigny is starring as Lizzie Borden, and Kristen Scott is another co-conspirator, and we all know that little nursery line. Lizzie Borden took an axe, gave, you know, dot, dot, dot. Very good for Halloween as well. And then Colette is a film that we actually opened in last week. And it's a period piece set in the Belle Époque, which is the period in France, particularly Paris, just before the turn into the 20th century. And she plays a French woman author, who writes some very popular books, but then doesn't get any financial benefit from it. Kind of sounds like a contemporary story.
Exactly right.
So Colette has gotten great, great reviews. Go check that out. Now, we talked about Nosferatu, which is coming up on Friday at 7 o'clock. You can get tickets in advance. This is a German expressionist film, which the Germans just did really great work in the 20s with these silent films. And the guy that plays the vampire, Nosferatu, Max Schreck, is really creepy looking. And
cinematically, I mean, the makeup that they did for that in 1922 was spectacular, and the way they used light and shade was phenomenal.
It was, and there's things to laugh at because it's an early film.
Sure.
And they did some, under cranking, which makes everything go a little fast. It is a very compelling film. And then this score by the Little Bang Theory, this trio that plays toy instruments, is super clever, and it'll be a little scary too. So Nosferatu, Friday, 7 o'clock. Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Are you going to dress up?
There's going to be lots of folks that dress up. We've got a shadow cast by the Leather Medusa, which is another local bunch of folks that celebrate Rocky Horror Picture Show and all of the ritual connected to that. And that's going to be Saturday, this coming Saturday, October 20th at 10 o'clock at night. We're doing a kids matinee, which is going extremely well. We've sold out several theaters full at the State Theater.
Wow.
Hocus Pocus is going to play on Saturday at midnight, and then on Sunday, it's also playing at 1:30, 1:35, 1:45. We'll keep adding as many theaters as
we need
to.
I think it may be more popular now than when it came out.
I think you're right. So that's part of our kids series, which we're very, very proud of. And then Young Frankenstein. You can't have Halloween without Young Frankenstein. Gene Wilder plays Dr. Frederick Frankenstein, and Marty Feldman's in it. Terry Garr, Peter Boyle plays
Cloris
the monster.
Leachman is brilliant.
Yeah, she's great. There's a lot of Madeline Kahn.
Oh, she's so funny.
She is so annoying in this film, appropriately so. So that's going to be Friday the 23rd at 7:30. We continue with The Exorcist on the 26th.
Still
at
one
9:30.
Of my favorite horror movies.
Yeah. Linda Blair and Ellen Burstyn and Jason Miller star in that. The Babadook, which is the midnight film on the 27th. And then Frankenweenie, another kids' Halloween movie that Tim Burton did. It's a stop motion animation thing, like Nightmare Before Christmas. It's about a kid whose dog passes away, but he figures out a way to bring him back to life. So that's Frankenweenie.
You are listening to Cinema Chat on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU. Russ Collins is here, and he said one of the four movies you have to see this week is Lizzie. So tell me exactly why.
Well, Lizzie, according to the critics, it forces audiences to take a new look at this true crime story. So this was something that really happened back in the late 1800s, and it became kind of a folk legend on top of the fact that there was a real murder that took place. So this young woman killed her parents, and it's a different take on it. So Chloe Sevigny is starring as Lizzie Borden, and she's works in collaboration.
Cahoots
with the Kristen Stewart character, who plays a housemaid by the name of Bridget Sullivan. So again, it's a new look on a classic horror tale where they get behind the psychology of the characters in new and different ways. So that's very interesting to check out. Now, the other film that we're opening at the State this week is called Free Solo. Now, this is a National Geographic documentary about people, but this one particular guy, Alex Hornold, who climbs rock faces, and he frequently does it without any
rope or
safety.
Repelling,
right? Not all the time, but and so this guy is literally climbing up the face of huge mountain.
El Capitan, right?
Yeah, and you know, all he has to do is make one little tiny error, and that's the end. So this is it's a beautiful documentary, and stunning. And they, you know, they talk to these free solo climbers, and talk about what motivates you to do this, to put yourself at risk, and the family and
one girlfriends. One would assume he makes it, or we might not be seeing this movie.
Well, one of the things the filmmakers talk about is you realize should you make this film, because you might have your protagonist falling out of the frame and out of life all the way through. So it's a very, very tense, very cool, very beautiful documentary, and that opens this week. And then we have another film that stars Jonah Hill, mid-90s, which the critics really like. Tells a clear-eyed yet nostalgic coming-of-age tale that might mark the start of an auspicious new career for the writer-director Jonah Hill. Now, Jonah Hill had a little bit of connection. He had a girlfriend that went to the University of Michigan, and he came to one of the film premieres that we did with Sundance.
Oh, fun.
And this is really highly thought of. A 13-year-old 90s-era L.A. Person, a guy, spends the summer navigating between his troubled home life and a bunch of new friends. And if you're into skateboarding and teen romance and coming in age, this is a very, very compelling film. And Jonah Hill wrote and directed it, so we're going to see yet another side of that very talented guy.
Any special screenings this week?
Yeah, we have Mrs. Fang, who the Confucius Institute film series is showing. That's going to be on October 21st at 4 o'clock on Sunday. Ashes and Diamonds is part of the Polish History Film Masterpiece film series. And this Polish series that we're doing is really stunning. Poland is a great, great filmmaking country. They claim, along with France and the United States, of inventing the motion picture. And this is going to be Wednesday.
Who's right? Do you know?
I think everybody's right, because there's little twists on all of it. So anyway, I got to be an American. I got to say it's us. You know, it's Thomas Edison.
That is the American way. Take credit for everything.
Right. That's going to be Wednesday, October 24th at 7 o'clock. And then we've got this documentary that won the Audience Award at Sundance. It's Matangi Maya MIA, and it's about the artist known as MIA, but she's a Sri Lankan immigrant into the UK, it's very compelling. It's a music documentary. Talks about her life and how she became the artist that she is. A lot of people are going to see Old Man and the Gun, which is Robert Redford's final film, and then First Man is a really, really compelling story about Neil Armstrong and the moonshot that took place during the 1960s. Opening, as we said at the top of the show, at the multiplexes is Halloween with Jamie Lee Curtis.
Now, this is like the ninth or tenth movie in this series. The first one was kind of groundbreaking from John Carpenter.
Yes, absolutely.
And they're saying, forget all the ones after that
and just
until this one. This is the natural follow-up to that one.
It's absolutely true. A critical consensus, Halloween largely wipes clean the state after decades of disappointing sequels, ignoring increasingly it's very basic yet totally effective. And go check it out. It looks really, really good.
Tis the season for that kind
That's
of movie, right?
That's right. It's scary.
For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair. Enjoy your Halloween movies. And if you need any further information, check our website at WEMU.org. This is ADR and 1 WEMU FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti, your home of Cinema Chat.
Ta-ta from Halloween Central in Hollywood.